Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Bez Hashem, today we'll be seeing Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. The Pnei Yeshua makes our gasha, we're Isaac in the Sugiyos of Din. As when we learn about the Din, La'asid Lovay, the Din on Rosh Hashanah, it actually brings to Yiras Shamayim and Yiras Achet, because there's a Din on what we do. It really makes a difference. That's one of the big milers of being Isaac in these sugyas, is it enhances our Yerushamayim and builds our Yerushamayim, which is very, very important. And the mission in the beginning of Avos Perek Beis is Estako b'shloisha dvarim diato bali dei aveira. Duma lemaila memchayin roya voizin shamas v'chol masecha b'sefer lechtamin. The more we connect and think about that there's a din on us, there's a din on Rosh Hashanah, and there's a din la'asid lovai, the more we take seriously what we're doing, the way we're acting, I will really try to improve it and do better. As that's the first hadgashim shad, it's a beautiful hadgasha from the Pnei Yeshua, that these sugyas enhance our Yerushamayim and help build us up as a human being. The Gemara says, it's mevor in the Gemara that there are beis zamanim shel din. We had the first Maimar Chazal in the middle of Tezayin Amid Beis, the members of Reb Krispidoy, Amar Reb Yechanan, on the din of Rosh Hashanah. And the Seif Amid is Muvah Braisa with a different. They have similarities, Gimel Kitin, Liyoy Madin, but there are Shinuyim Beinayim. Number one, the member of Reb Yechanan, it says Rosh Hashanah. Over here it says Liyoy Madin. Number two, over there it says by Beinanim, it's Tluin Vaimid Ayom Kippur, because it's going on the din of Rosh Hashanah. Over here, by Beinanim, it says either like Beishamai, the Yeruli Gehenim, or like Beisil, with Mata Klapi Chesed. Before, the Gemara said by Tzadikim, it's Nigzer Lechayim, because it's talking about Chaye Oilam Hazer. Over here it says Lechaye Oilam, because it's talking about Chai Olam Haba. In the Braisa before it says Rishayim Arba Misa, Misa Ba'olam Hazer. Over here the Braisa says by Rishayim it's Gehenim, because it's talking about the Din L'Osid Lavai. As we saw Kamish Yinuyim in the Braisa, Sayin the Schar, Sadikim Lainish Rishayim Dan Hagav Beinanim, because it's going at two different times. Before it's talking about the Din of Rosh Hashanah, and this is talking about the din of La'asid Lavoi. The Turi Evan is Medayik, another Shinoi, and Rashi. Rashi on this Braisa, on the bottom of the Amid, which moves over to Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, the Braisa of Beishamai, Rashi says, Rishayim Gmurim Ruban Avoinas, Beinanim Mechsal Mechsa. And the Mokka of Rashi is in the Gemara and Yud Zayin Amid Aleph that says Beinanim is Mechsa Schuyes Mechsa Averas. But Rashi didn't say it in the Memra of Reb Yechanan Amar Reb Krisvadoi by Rosh Hashanah. Why? As the Turi Evan wants to be Medayik, that over there, Sadikim and Beinanim means something else different. Either like the Ramban, it means Sedek Bedinai, or like the Chinuch and Mitzvah Shem Aleph, that it means he's Ruba de Ruba Kimat Kulay Shal Mitzvahs, and Rasha is Ruba de Ruba Averis. As we saw many Shinuyim in the Braisa, and we saw Shinuyim in Rashi, and the different Yimei HaDin. Be'ez HaDin is our Braisa Mairi over here. As Rashi, Tosis, the Ramban and Shara Gmul, and the Ritva learn that we're talking about the din before Tchias HaMesim, and the Mokar is because the Pasuk that the Gemara is going to bring, V'rabi miyoshnei admas ofer yakitsu, is yoshnei ofer is Tchias is the Mesim, yakitsu, they're going to wake up. Why are they called Yeshenim? Because Mesim wake up by Tchias HaMesim, so it's a temporary sleep, Kilu. As you see clearly that we're talking about the din of La'asid Lavoi by Tchias HaMesim, where after Tchias HaMesim, the Ritva speaks out that then starts the Tkufa of Olam Haba La'asid Lavoi. That's the Iker Scha that we'll get. First is Yemais HaMashiach for a Tkufa. And then there's Olam Haba, this is a different level. And that's after Tchias HaMesim, as there'll be a Yom HaDin in Tchias HaMesim, who's going to be zeich in the schar hagadol of Olam Haba. It also stam good Yiddish Ashkafa to know what's going to be Moisa Mashiach. These are basic Yisoidis. The Ritva and the Ramban in Sharak Mul, that's the marker of the Ritva. They're madgishim that be'etzem every person is three zmani adim. Meaning the Brisa says Rosh Hashanah, and this is the Yom Din L'Asid Lavoi. They point out there's another Yom Adin when a person's nifter. As there's a Yom Adin on Kol Maisav. As the Ritva is Maisav, as maybe the Gemara over here is handling the Yom Adin of La'achem Misa, when a person dies, when he goes up to Shamayim, and they don him if he's going to go to Gen Hedden, Gehenim or Gan Eden. As number one, we will medayik the pasuk that it's after Trias HaMesim. The Ritva adds another raya that it's not talking about that din, because in that din, every person dies at another time. It's not the whole world together. But this in this din, it's mufur, the tzaddikim, the rishayim, the beinanim, they're all coming to the same Yom HaDin. As it must be, it's talking about the Yom Din of Tchias HaMesim, because then the whole world is going to be done together. This is the Hechrich of the Ritva. Of a Frektosis over here, on the bottom of Tezayin Amid Beis, he said, this is like a question. Harei, everyone is donned already on the Yom Misa. As being that everyone was donned on the Yom Misa, as I bezei, why do you need another din lufnei tchias ha-mesim? Hashem already done them bizman diyoy misa. Das frek Taisis. As Taisis answers that after the yoyim ha-misa, it was nigzar on them by a chedek of the people to go to Gehenim. When they go to Gehenim, as it's niskaper ha-veira shalem. As before, when we made the medida of mechsa mitzis, mechsa ha-veiras, it was nigzar their rasha, but now already they got a kapara in Gehenim on a chelik of their averus. As you have to down them again, maybe now they'll be zeicha, they'll be tzaddikim, because they were neschaper on a chelik of their averus. That's what Taisus answers. In the Ramban and the Ritva, they don't ask the question of Taisus, but nira midivrayim that you could be buying another mahalach to answer Taisus's question. They explain, it's not just three different times that a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes din. Rosh Hashanah, Achar Misa, and Tchias HaMesim. They explain that each one, the din is on a different part. They say on Rosh Hashanah, the person is nidin on Inyani Olam Hazeh, because the din is in this world. In the Yom HaMisa, he's nidan if he's going to go to Gan Eden in Shamayim, or if he's going to go to Gehenim in Shamayim. They say that's a din on the neshama of a person. As Rosh Hashanah is on the guf, Yom HaMisa is on the neshama. He says Tchias HaMesim is a din of the guf and the neshama together if they're going to be zeicha le'olam haba. All three dinim are different dinim on different areas, on different aspects, on a different schar. As the fize, you could maybe answer that in order to be zeicha the olam haba, which is the schar le'netzach netzachim of toiv, as you need higher level schusim, as it could be to be zeicha that the gan eden lacham yisa is one level, but to be zeicha lechayi olam. And we're not talking about even being zeicha to be there or not, but madregas or madregas yesh. And if you're zeicha to olam haba, the schar you get is kefi the amount of mitzvahs you did, and the rein kind of the person, the meniyah from averus. As being that there's so many madregas and nuances to olam haba, as for the schar of olam haba, it's a different kind of a din. That's maybe what you could say in the Fida Rishonim, the boy from the Rishonim, to answer Taisus's question. In the Mishnah Sabarin, he says another Mahalach to answer Taisus's question. He says that a person's not only dan for what he does, he's dan for the impact he has on other people. Some people are mashpi on people at Toiv, and he's going them to do mitzvahs to learn Torah. And some people are mashpi al-ra, they're machti acherim, and they're going people to do averos. as he says, "B'yoyim ha'misa," they down a person on everything he did ad yoyim ha'misa. As MS, after yoyim ha'misa, he's not doing more mitzvahs, he's not doing more averus. His friend, the Rishonim, why do you need another yoyim ha'din? But he causing other people to do mitzvahs and causing other people to do averus, and those people lived after he was nifter. As the impact, the effect that he had on other people, that's still around even after the Yom HaMisa. As that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the cheshbon only on Tchias HaMesim. And that thing before Tchias HaMesim, that's the social kol HaCheshbonis. As after Tchias HaMesim, there's no longer Yetzirah, there's no longer Schar Vo'enish. It's over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a cheshbon for everything. This is the Mehalech of Rav Aaron to be Miyashev the Shaila of Tosfos. The Gemara brings at the bottom of Tezayin Amid Beis, V'Rabin B'Yeshnei Admas Ofer Yakitzu. Only Rabin. Frag the Ritva, why only Rabin? Everyone's come with Tchias HaMesim. The Braisa says, Sadikim HaKam, to be able to go the Schar of Olam Haba, and Rishayim HaKam to get the Einish of Gehenim. As why only Rabim Ak Yakumu? Haray, everyone will be Yakum. As the Ritva's answers that there are Tzadikim Gdoilim, like the Ovis Akdoshim Nevi'im, Gdoile Chaste Yisrael, that they already Zochu the Tchias HaMesim, began Eden Begufu Benefesh. As that's like the Ritva we saw that. The Tchias HaMesim, the difference is the din afterwards is going to be on the guf and the nefesh. Masha'in Kain, Lach HaMisa is only on the nefesh. And he says that tzaddikim, that they were such big tzaddikim, that they were ready zeicha, that their guf was come, and then the guf is nene from the schar of Olam Haba, like the Avos HaKadoshim. They're on a different level. It's like we had Chanoich, Lokechoy Sechaim, Elio HaNavi, that he comes back in his guf. As we see that there are a level of tzaddikim, a very high level of tzaddikim, that's tam roiv mitzvahs, a very high level of tzaddikim, that are zeicha to be yikonis la'olam haba im haguf. And it's kein tchias HaMesim. As if you're going to ask, if you go to their kever, will you find the guf? You'll see a guf there. But there's a guf b'bchinas ruchni, which is in Gan Eden with them. The Marsha says a different teretz. The Marsha says on the other kivon that who's not come to Tchias HaMesim, that's the Rishayim that will have on Yudzayin Amar Aleph in the Braisa, Minim, Apikorsim, that they need in Gehenim, Lenesach, Nitzachim, that over there they're not come to be done. They're such big Rishayim that they don't even get, they're not chai to be needin again. That's the Chiddush of the Marsha. As who are the miyuta that aren't come with Tchias HaMesim, the Ritva, those are the tzaddikim gdoilim, for the Marsha, those are the rishoyim gdoilim. What's the din of Beinanim? As over here we have a machloikis in the Braisa. On the bottom of Tezayin, of Beishitis Beishama Yis, Sheyordan Legehenim, Umitzav Sefin Vo'oilim, the first two words on Yitzayin Amar Aleph, and he learns it out of a pasuk in Zechariah, that the pasuk says, that they yodu to the Esh of Gehenim, Litzarif Oysam, Kemoshim, Litzarif Kesef, just like Kesef, to make a Kesef tar, pure, as you burn out the Sigim, the Psoilus of the silver, Azuadin, a person, you burn out, Gehenim burns out the Pagam that the Avera did in his Nefesh, that the Nefesh should be tar. How does he go out of Gehenim? As it's Mefurish in the Pasik, the Vesius Lucius Veish was around them Bekesef. He'll be Yikra Vishmi Vani Ene Oisa. He'll call out to me and I'll answer him. It's Mefurish that Yidei Tfila, he will go out of Gehenim. And that's the Makar of Rashi, that Rashi says that what does it mean Mitzaf Sefin Va'oilem? It means they're Mispalel. And Hashem takes them out, the top Rashi, Soyekin, Mitachisurim, Va'oilim. Rashi Yid Sha'achas, meaning very quickly, a short time. How does Rashi know? Because the Pasuk doesn't say a time, as it's Mashmah, as soon as they daven, they'll go out. Is that the Mahalach of Beisil, this pasuk that you, Beishamai, I'm sorry, that this pasuk that you Yared L'Gehenim is going by the Beinanim. Of the Gemara and the Hemshech is Mazber brings Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel learns the pasuk is going by Mechsa u Mechsa Beinani, but one of his Averis is Poshe Yisrael Begufan. As when you're Beinani with the Poshe Yisrael Begufan Dek Avera, as then you have to go to Gehenim, even though you're a Beinani, and you go to Gehenim and you get a Tyra. The Gemara then brings another pasuk. The Beninim are Yorid L'Gehenim and they come out. But it says by Chana, the mother of Shmuel, she said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meimis U'mechayim Mayrid Shol V'yal. That's how do you darshan the Pasuk? Because there's a Shinui, the Aruch Lener is Mazda the Pasuk, that it's saying by one person he's Meimis, and then he's Mechayim, the Ketriyas HaMeisim, V'achakach Mayrid L'Gehenim, if he's a Beinini V'yal. So Hashemis is Mazbe the Drasha that it's going on Kol Akitim. Meimis is Rishayim, the Netzach Netzachim. Mechaya is a Tzadik. Moirit Shol V'Yav is going by a Beinani. As a person could say that, okay, so Beinani and someone who's a Tzadik of Rav Schuyais, at the end of the day, they both make it to Gan Eden. Just the Rush, the Beinani has to like take a Be'avar Gehenim according to Beishamai. But after when they get to Gan Eden, it's the same level. Because both the Ramban and Sharik Mul and the Ritva of Yamad Yish not that way. Madregis and Madregis Yish Loilam Abba. Avada, the one who's Zeicha, when he comes to the next world as a Tzaddik, is he Zeicha on a much higher level than the one who comes to the next world as a Beinani. As even though the Beinani will make it to Gan Eden, but you can't compare the Schar to someone who's a Tzaddik. Everything we do here counts, and it makes a difference. La'as and la'va. It's so important to always remember this and try to chap the schusim that we can. The Marshal learns that which it says that upneim in the hemshech of the yomid kishulei kdeira, that it's nicker on them that they have burn marks on their fakes, is going on the Beinanim, according to Beis Hillel, or by Poshe Yisrael, or according to Beis Shammai, by all Beinanim, that even if they make it to Olam Haba, but it'll be nicker that they were Yoyred to Gehenim for a short time. Okay, so thus his sheet is Beis Shammai, and the way he learns the Psukim. Beis Hillel says that the Hanaga of Beinanim is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Noig with one of the Yud Gimel Midas Arachimim of Rav Chesed and his Mata Adin Shalahem Leschus and the Zeicha Le'olam Haba Bali Masha Aver Derech Gehenim. The Ritva on Tezayin Amibayz is a Shaila. What is it saying the Din of Rosh Hashanah in Lo Yizochu? Nidainim the Misa, we saw Loi Zochu the Rach, the Rambam of Pir Yerushalmi says they didn't do tshuva. Zochu, then they're Nigs Nichtam the Misa. Ay, why aren't they Noig with the Mid of Rav Chesed according to Beis Hillel? Just like according to Beis Hillel, by the Din of Tchias HaMesim, this Anhog of Rav Chesed to Beinanim was in the Din of Rosh Hashanah. If they didn't Loi Zochu, they didn't do tshuva, they should also be have this. As the Ritva brings a Mahalach from this rabbi, the Makar is the Shura Rajbo Chelik Aleph Simin Tov Pei. That's Mahalach from the Din of La'asid Lavai, from the Din of Olam Hazeh. He doesn't say a Hezver, but you could be Mazbet that the Din of La'asid Lavai, he can't do mitzvahs. He didn't have a chance. It's finished. But by the Din of Rosh Hashanah, he was given a Aseres Yamim to do Tshuva with Biyadai. The Ritva is maybe a Mahalach Acheres from the Rabbeinu Yoina, that the chet of not doing tshuva is so great that it overrides the scale and tips the scale. Hashem gave us a chance, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and we don't do tshuva. How can we not do tshuva? Because it overrides the scale. And we saw the Fizeh, the Koichei Ark, and Simon Hay answers the question that he asked, that why does it say that a Beinani is Zocha? The Rambam and the Rach say, Apilu Yishalmi has to do tshuva, B'char, it's enough to do one more mitzvah. As he answers, Al Pidas Rabbeinu Yoina, that because not doing tshuva, when you're given the opportunity to do tshuva, and you know Hashem is sitting b'din, is such a tremendous aveira. How could you not be machneir yourself? As that itself overtips the scale, and no schus that you do could counter that. The Gemara continues, Beisil is Doris Ishita from the Psukim that are Nebbe in Tehillim, Kapitel Kufta Zayin, which is what we say in Hallel. Lefisa it's Mavura that these Psukim are going on the Hatzalah from Gehenim. As the Gain explained, that's what it says, that Hashem is Matzo from Oimek HaBecha. He says, means Gehenim, because that's the place where we're Boicha. And then Ragli Midechi, he says that is the Oynish of Kach Vakela. And it's Alech Lefnei Hashem Ba'aretz Yisachayim Zog Begoyim Thus is Lased Lovoy. It will be Mishalech Lefnei Hashem. That's the Schar of Nene Miziv Hashchina. As thus is the Mahalech of Beinanim. The Braisa then continues, and the Braisa is mavur that there are common madrigas of Rishayim Sharanidim Leganim. As even though there's one kat Rishayim, but there's levels and levels of the Oynish. The first one is the first kat that's on the bottom of the Braisa of Tezayin Amid Beis. Roiva Veiris Bechayev Rasha, as he's Nechta Menetan Le'alta Legehenim. Loshan Aposik Ledoiran Oilom. The Gemara darshens it from the pasuk l'cherpas l'dayrin oilam mashma that they go to Gehenim l'oilam. Abakama v'kama rishayim learn not that way. The first one is Taisis on Yudzayin Amud Aleph Divrei Amasal Chiles l'shoyel. The Gemara is mavur in the Hemshech that Mishu roiv averus and he has the aver of poishe yisrael begufay. He's einloy takana likonis l'gan Eden. And he's Nisuf Lacher Yud Beis Chadoshim that he's in Gehenim. As Mashra Misha Ein Boi Roi Vaveris V'chet Shel Poishe Yisrael as he's Zeichar Olam Haba. Because the Brais is Mavur only Poishe Yisrael, which is Roi Vaveris V'chet Shel Poishe Yisrael, then he's Nichras. But someone who's not that way, who's just Roi Vaveris, he's Zeichar Olam Haba, he has a Takono. Mitzarech beer, as Taisis is Miyashiv, Enoch Inami. Roy Vaveris is only Nidin Le Yud Beis Chadoshim. As the Dair in Oilam is Lav Davka, it means Yud Beis Chadoshim. The Rambam in Hilchosh Tshuva Perigimel Halacha, hey, in the Ritva over here, learned like Taisis, that he's only Nidin for Yud Beis Chadoshim, and he makes it to Gan Eden. And they bring a Raya, an interesting Raya from the Mishnah and Perichelik, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik Loilam Haba. Chutz miminim apikorsim koifer betchias amesim, about call yourselves mashmi even roiv averus. As you see, even roiv averus yeshlam chelik loyvam haba. It's not listed in the elushen lam chelik loyvam haba. It's the raya that avada eventually he gets to olam haba. Poish, okay, so that's level number one. Roiv averus is ninin gehenim liyud beis chadashim oyim v'noira haba. The pachas he gets out, he makes it to olam haba afterwards. Poish yisrael begufon and poish umayso olam. What are these? As the Gemara says, poish yisrael begufon is misha loy manach tefillin. The Rif has the Gersa, the Ramban, other Rishonim la'olam. He doesn't, never wore tefillin. The Rishonim made it's Mishon Zilzal. Upoishe umais begufam, the Gemara says, Bavera, the Rif, the Rambam, and Taisis are mafarish. That means they were over the Isser of Arayis. As there are Zayin mitzis bnei noyach, but there's a kpeda miyuchedes on the Inyonim of Arayis. As the going that are over Avera of Arayis, Einshem is chomer ma'oid the nisraf legamri. New Mara Nehemshich explains, talking about roiv averus and these averus. So what is their avera? The einish is they need yud beis chodesh megehenim va'achar kach guf on kolav nishmasan nisrefes the word is that the Ein Kiyum for the Guf and the Neshama. And that's like the Ramban and the Ritva that we saw, the Din Lasad Lavo is Bein on the Guf, Bein on the Neshama. By Ruach Mefazer, Afram the Mashas Masbitz, the Afra the Guf, the Neshama doesn't have Eifer. And it blows the Eifer Tachas Kanfei HaTzadikim, Kapas Ragnei HaTzadikim, I'm sorry. Zerban and Shara Gulas Madgish don't think that if the Eifer makes it to Olam Haba, that they're being Nene from Olam Haba. No, they're not Nene from Olam Haba. Well, because of Mishul and Hilchus Tshuva Peri Gimel learns that it's a Schus Bishvilam that they make it there, and Tzadikim Amis Pal Baram. As thus is the level of Paishe Yidhi Yisrael B'gufam or Paishe Umaysa Oilam B'gufam. That's the second Madrega, the second level, L'Gehenim. The third Madrega, the Braisa is Moine Kama V'Kama Sugei Rishayim, that the Oinjim is L'Yardim Shiyardim L'Gehenim V'Nidim by L'Dairei Dairois. As the Pashis is, it means the Netzach Mitzachim. The Mekubalim, the Ramami Panel, the Leshem, the Machadish, that it's not forever, and they have a Tikkun also. But it's a big Chiddush, the Pashtus is Mashma, that it's L'Doyre Doyreis. Oh. And that's what the Rishonim Pashtus bring down to. Chelik Mehem, Muva Ba'Mishnah, B'Tchilas Perek Chelik, the list of Shein Lem Chelik L'Olam Haba, the Nichrus Mi'Olam Haba. But Kand is a Safa that they're also needed in Gehenim, the Dairi Dairis, rather than the Turi Ebene, as a Shein Ashaino. That why over there does it only list part, and not all of what it says here? And also over there lists some that aren't said here. Why over here don't we say what it says there? As the Ritva ends as a Chelek, he says that over there it says the Ovis, and over here Kilu the Shroshim, and over here it's Mefarit more, but everything's in the Mishnah there. Ravina Shvida Shtelta Turei Evan, Shena Ara, why are there different lists in both places, in the Mishnah and the Braisa over here? The Braisa then continues, Gehenim Kolo, Einam Kolim. Frank the Marshal of Gehenim's Kala is how could you say then Gehenim the Dairi Dairis? As the Ritva says, Gehenim Kala for all the other Rishayim, but for these Rishayim not. As who are the Noshim b'Madrega Hazed, Ayim v'Noyre Dika Oynish, Nichras l'Oylam Haba, Nisrach b'Gehenim the Dairi Dairis. Min. As what's a min? Rashi mefarish anoshim shavov who divrei elokim. The kavod is the psukim in the Torah. The ra mishtamshim psukim divrei and bnei adam to do chatoyim. As Rashi bayo says, kigoyim sedukim ubasisim. Avavadu meduikim Rashi and anyone doim alehem. In the Oiz Vahadar brings that in the original ksav yads of Rashi, it was ketuv talmidei Yeshu noitzer. In Mechain Kosev HaRitva and HaGoyis Maim Nezuchas Tshuva Perigimel Oisei B'Shem Rashi, they had such a Rashi that was going on Talmidei Yeshu. The Sanzer, who was a Noitzri, was Moicheket because he didn't like that it was saying that about them. L'maisa Kach Kosev B'Rashi. The Rambam Nezuchas Tshuva Perigimel Halacha Ches is also Moine Noitzrim in the Kat that in them Chedek Loilom Haba and the Yisrof L'Netzach Netzachim. Just the Chilik and Rashi is which cut you put him in. Rashi Min, the Raman puts him in Koifer and Batoira. Everyone holds that they're not in good shape. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perigimel, Halacha Zayin, he's Grada Mefarish Min Boif and Acher Mirashi. He says, a person that says, Ein Elokala Oilam, they're the Yevonim, that they believe that they were Koifer and Elokos, meaning until the Yevonim, they were Oideh Avodah Zarah. Everyone knew there was Hashem, they just argued who is Hashem. But the Yevonim came and said the world was Kadmon, there's a big boom, the world happened, and Zel, how could it? It doesn't make sense. They had Negias, they didn't want to listen to Hashem as they made up Narishkeit and Shtuyos. Oh, about. That's what they said, as people who believe that the world is Kadmon, such people, Chas V'Shalom, probably shouldn't even say it, probably, but Chas V'Shalom, this is the Amin. Moshe Shapiro is Masbel. That's the reason why they're called Minim, is because they're Min Bifnei Atzmai. They kilo make that they're disconnected from Hashem. Or people who say they're two Eloikas, Naitzim, they believe in more than one. Or Shigesh Eloika Guf, like the idea of Avodah Zarah, that they picture Hashem with a Guf. All these are called Minim. Moser. What's a Moser? That someone who's Malshin to the Goyim. But both Rashi and the Rambam say Chiddush that even, not only if they're Malshin that they cause a person to get killed, but if they're Malshin that they cause a person that his money should be taken away, they also Eilem Chelek Loyim Haba V'nidem Bay L'Doyvei Doyreis. How chomer it is to be malshin on another yid. We have to be very, very careful. We live in a dar that people are malshin on the kesef al achirim. Unfortunately, they don't realize maser is a chomer nikin inyan. The shari tshuva is mazber because yidin are kerem shel al Hashem. As how could you go ahead and be mashvis keren of the melech malchi amlochim? This is a bizayim to the melech. Apikoyris. Rashi learns it's a mavaza talmidei chachomim. The mocker of Rashi is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadik Tes of Rebbeis. It's mafarish the Mishnah over there that says apikoyris mavaza talmidei chachomim. But Rashi over here is nilman nocha chiddush who needn't be gehenim ledoirei doiris. Noira va'oyam, b'chet of mefaze talmid chacham. How careful we have to be not to be mevaza talmid chachamim amitim. Noira va'oyam. It's something, unfortunately, people talk and people say and people have opinions. It's not as if we have an internet and social media, a lot of opinions that go around, feelings that go around, thoughts that go around, people put it on the internet. As it became more and more people common, then people without any basis will say feelings and thoughts, and even go against Talmidei Chachamim. How careful we have to be not to be Mevazeh a Talmid Chacham. The Rambam is Mefarish Rana Cheres in the Apikoyres of our Braisa. And afterwards, when he brings the kakitim she'en lem chelik lo ilam haba, he brings a mavaza talmud chacham. The Lechem Mishnah asks why. Because he wants to learn in the Rambam that the Rambam taka learns is a chelik, the chelik over the apikoyris is mavaza talmud chacham, ein le chelik lo ilam haba. But the oynish of nidin ledoiri doiris in Gehenna, that the Rambam held is by more chomedik in yonim, like koifer min Hashem in the Torah. But not by Mavaza Talmud Chacham. Koifa b'toira, Rashi's Mal Rishayim b'toira Einu Mishamayim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadik Tes, says, even Pasuk Echor Teva Achas, Porshu Midar Keit Sibar. What's Porshu Midar Keit Sibar? Rashi is not Goyrisay, because he says that all the ones of above were Porshu Midar Keit Sibar. Of the Rambam in Halacha, Perik Gimel Halacha Yerad of the Shari Chum and Shari Gimel Ois Kuf Samaches, learns this is a kat bifnei atzmai. The Rambam is mefarsh, not only of people that are over averus, they're not minim, apikorsim, but it's talking about people shaloi osu mitzvahs bechlolam. They don't do mitzvahs like all the other yin, like everyone davens in a minyan. They don't do mitzvahs bechlolam. Loy nichnes b'tzaron v'ason v'loy misanim b'tanusam nichum avelim avelus of tishabav the tanisim they don't do v'noy k'may ha'goyim k'may she'en echelik miklal yisal. People go off, they go off the derech as they stop participating and identifying themselves as yidden. They don't go to shul, they don't Misanis the Tainus of Tisha B'Av, they don't go Nichem Avedim v'chule. As that Porish Midar Chet Zibar. Ein Lem Chelik L'Haylam Haba, and we see over here the Choymer Nidam L'Doyre Doyres. The Shari Tshuva says it's by someone who's Loi Shemeya L'Mashe Tiknu Chach Me'ador V'Askomes Aramim. It's also powerful. People who the Rabbanim get together and they make a takana, a chizuk, and he says he's not listening to them. It's parshu midarfei hasibar. Shenasnu chitosam be'eretz chayim. The next group of people who are nasnu chitosam be'eretz chayim, as the Gemara Nemshich is masber, that it's parnes amatol ema be'etzibar. The Rambam says those are people who are very strong and they ma'anish people who don't listen to them. Like the Malchei HaGoyim, the dictators of the world that are very strong with people. And if there's a Yid that does that when he's a Parnas on a Seber, he's Nenesh Bechoymer. What's the Chassar and why is he Nenesh Kolkach Bechomer? As the Shari Chubin Shah Gimel, Ois Kuf Samach Gimel is Mazber, five Chisrinis. Two of them, it's on the person, he's Misko, he's Aimbo Yerushamayim, B'mokom, planting Yerushamayim, he's planting Yer of himself. Mitzad, what he does to others, he causes people tsar, and people are Abde Hashem and not him. How could you work people and deal with people that way? This is Ashchosu G'daylo to Mitzura Sa'onam. And his mashke said kol kach, and his nida l'dayri doyris in Gehenim. Choyte umachte. Somebody who's a choyte umachte. As what kind of a chet, what level of chet do you have to do to be in the level of ein lo chelik lo ilam haba if you're machte achirim, and to be nida l'dayri doyris in Gehenim? The Rambam in Perek Gimel says afilu levatal mitzvahs esei. The marker of the Rambam is Timus Abraisa, Mashma Evri Machti Harabim. The Rambam also adds, what does it mean to be Machti? Either you ma'anis them to do Averis like Menashe, or you convince them to do Averis like Yesha, the Neitzer. Missionaries are going to be Nidan L'doire Doiris in Gehenim. Maskilim, people who in Europe before the Holocaust, they were convincing the Yidden to go off the Derech. They're going to be Nenesh L'doire Doiris in Gehenim. When the famous Maskil went off the Derech, when famous Maskil, when one of them was Nifter, as the Reb Simcha Zisa was crying and crying, and he said, what are you crying like? It's Baruch Hashem, he left the world. He says, I'm imagining the Gehenim of this guy. L'doire doiris. This guy's going to be burnt in Gehenim. What a Gehenim is ahead of him. How careful we have to be. We have bad deis, bad hashkafis. Don't spread it. Be very careful. You have poison about Talmidei Chacham and poison about the Torah, watch it. Be very, very careful. How careful we have to be the other way in life. Mekadshei Hashem, speak positively about the Torah, speak positively about Talmidei Chacham, encourage people to do Torah and Mitzvahs, and not Chas V'Shalom to be Goyim people to do Averis. The Brises Mitzayim, the Tam that they nenshu kol kach b'choymer, yishem sheposhtu yideyem bizvul. Rashi's mazbe shegarmu beis hamigdash l'chorev. Fret dorach l'ner and the svasemes misman hazeh, the beis hamigdash was chorev already. Azok ter, shegormim shaloi nimne. That even misman hazeh, because of them, it's not being rebuilt michadosh. This is a big chiddush because there's a lot of problems with what they're doing. The Gemara is saying the chomer is they drive the shechina away. The Beis Hamikdash is the ashra shechina in this world. As that's the spitz chomer of what they're doing. And kimuvan, we don't know the oimek adin, the oimek hamishpat, but when we see there were tkufis and klal yisrael, there were tzaras like the Holocaust, it was a time when the maskilim kiyadua were being a lot of choyte amachtis, causing a lot of people to go off the derech. As we see the choymer inyan over here, how careful. As a person has to be very, very careful. in his anhagas. That's what we're learning. Me, not apikoyres, not to be mavaza, tombi lechachom b'derechal. Baruch Hashem, it's not nageya to most people. But even a sniff of mashu, we should be careful. Ba'oid, this is the oynish of somebody who's machal Hashem zater b'ini yayna. But for somebody who does the opposite, he's Mekadosh Hashem, he's Mekadosh Torah, Talmidei Chachamim Hashem. Aschoray is Nifla B'yayser, because Mila Toiva Meruba V'milas Piranias. The Brisa is Messiah, that there are people that are Mikrim Beik, Kehenim, Mishipoiri, the Shepiri, the Machuza. Just like there's a group that are Bnei Olam Haba, there are people that are Bnei Gehenim. Very, very careful. Doesn't make a difference how handsome he is, how good looking he is. If you want to have shaykhus to a person, make sure he's from the Bnei Olam Haba, not from the other cat. The Gemara then fears voice, and the Gemara says that another Eitzel Yoyman Din, that if somebody is Maver Al Midois of the Banim of the Omid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichlan Loi Al Kol Peshoyev. That's a gavaldik, a chiddush. You get rid of all your averus. Who doesn't want to get rid of his averus? Get him as gefarlich. The tzaris of olam hazeh gefarlich. Who doesn't want to get rid? Because how could we do it? If we're mavra al midoiso, zot rashi, she'ena medaktik, limdoi mina lemetzar noiso, miniach midoiso v'hoylech loi. He doesn't have to get everyone back who does something to him. What helps the person be ma'aral midayso? As one of the eitzes in the Sfarim, a gavaldike eitz is to realize a kol me Hashem, it's a gzeir from Hashem, and it's a kaparis avoinis, it's the toiv asecha, as it helps you to not take it to heart. Va'oid, the other eitz, the eitz of the Rambam, that when a person's very into ruchnias, as when someone's mevazehim ba'if and gashmi, or mitzarim ba'if and gashmi, he belittles it, he doesn't take it so to heart. Those are the two aids of Chazal. It's Nifladik, it's a little bit of Ara. Why am I here in Loyal Kol Pshav? Abakach Kosif. Yet I'm a Ketumul Alein. Abakach Kosif. And the Gemara brings a story. Rav Huna Breidu Yeshua Cholash, Al Repapa Yeshua Lechazi the Cholash Leyama, Sivita Lezav to prepare his Tachrisim, Saib Ivchsich, Ispich, he got better. As he said, because he's loy mukum b'milei loy tekuma b'aday mida keneged mida, that he's mavral midaisav and shamayim de mavirin loy zocher b'nu yoyna as a pesach tikva mikva ma'oid. It's a gevaldig of pesach tikva. When people hurt us, make us feel bad, if we'll be mavral midaisav, you wipe away all your averos. Void, you're being noig in the anhog of Hashem. You're mekadosh, you're meroimim. A person is misalek kol kach from being maver al midaisav. So that's the Gemara, the Indian, the Eitzah, another Eitzah from Chazal, to be zeicha to shmira from Hashem, to be moichlan lo yavanoisav, and nifle de gazach, maver al midaisav. We live in a world whereby the Goyim, they're always out to get the other one. They come on, revenge, toss, they get upset if someone shepherds them. They scream, they cough. A Yid is underish. A Yid is a chilek eloi kamimal. He can reach heights of a person. Maver al midaisav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.